Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Welcome, Quick Learners, to another episode of the Quick Brain Podcast. I am your host, your brain coach, Jim Quick. And today we have a fun episode for you. Not that all our episodes aren't a little bit fun and enjoyable. In this episode, we're going to be driving and really diving into an assessment that I created just for you listening, to discover your unique brain type so that you can enhance your learning, your performance, and also your productivity. So I think it's going to help with your profitability as well, because the faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. You're going to discover in this assessment which of the four brain type animals that you align with and how to optimize your specific gifts to maximize the results that you're creating each and every day. This is an assessment that I do with my VIP clients, and I wanted to make this available for you as well. So you're going to want to go through this quiz. It's going to give you really key principles and processes that you're going to get in a report from me, and it's absolutely free, on how to learn your best, work your best, study your best, work with teams, and even find even a career or a path if you're kind of uncertain that's going to be more in your element. And so get ready to unleash these four archetypes, and I use animals. It's going to be your inner owl, your cheetah, your dolphin, or your elephant. And you're like, Jim, what is this? Well, in this episode, I'll be guiding you through this engaging quiz, discussing the benefits of knowing your animal brain type, and sharing insights on how you could leverage your unique strengths and these traits for accelerated learning, enhanced productivity, and optimal personal growth. And when you discover your brain type, it's like, you know, you want to know yourself. You want to have the curiosity to know yourself. And so all of you, you're going to get so much benefit going through it. It only takes a handful of minutes. When you discover your brain type, which animal that you are, this quiz is a very creative and engaging way to help you understand your cognitive styles, your learning styles, and your preferences. You're going to want to do this with your teams. You're definitely going to want to do this with your family or significant other. It's going to be very revealing. It's going to be very revealing to help you discover and develop your cognitive strengths. And to create this assessment, this quiz, we drew on inspiration from several well-established theories and models in psychology and neuroscience and the cognitive sciences. We drew on multiple intelligence theory, which we've talked about in our program and our podcast before. Developed by Howard Gardner, this theory suggests that people possess different types of intelligences, such as linguistic, logical, mathematical, spatial, visual, musical, body kinesthetic, interpersonal, intrapersonal, right? And so this quiz can be linked to these different intelligences by emphasizing how each animal brain type excels in certain areas. I'm also going to draw on some learning style theory. And some of this is a little bit debatable, but what I want to do is for you to see general, because we always see things through a filter and a framework, but I want to make this, give this very high utility. And so you think about the various models of learning styles. Some people look at it as, some people like to learn through visual, other people like to learn through auditory, other people are more kinesthetic learners. And you could incorporate this in, we've incorporated this idea in this quiz to help individuals like yourself who want to go and up-level their learning in their life. And we pull on information on how people can learn their best. So you can reference the research on learning styles. We've talked about it a lot in Limitless as well, for those of you who read it, which I assume is most of you. Do not just buy this book. Make sure you read this book. Make sure you apply this book. I'm also drew as inspiration personality types. Some of you are familiar with Myers-Briggs, this kind of type indicator. Some of you are familiar with the big five personality traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeability-ness, neuroticism. Like we pulled from a lot of different inspirations. These are well-known models in personality psychology. And so we pulled on that. We also pulled on brain dominance theory. We've talked about this in the book as well. This is Roger W. Sperry's work, a research around the lateralization around brain function suggests that people have a dominant hemisphere, maybe left or right. And this is a gross simplification. Left tends to be more logical, language, sounds, more linear. Right tends to be more visual, more creative, if you will, more systems approach. And so we incorporated some inspiration there. We also pulled from the cognitive styles, research on cognitive styles such as field dependence, independence, holistic analytical thinking. Those who are more reflective, other people are more impulsive thinking can be used also. And so we apply that as well. But I really want to make this simple. And this is, you know, it is meant to be a little bit entertaining and educational and empowering, certainly as well. And nothing is absolutely definitive, right? This is a series of questions that we put together to help you find what I call your animal brain type. And this quiz is not based directly on any specific scientific study or model. So let's jump into the four animal brain types. I think you're going to remember it because, of course, I came up with an easy way to remember it. Just remember code, because this is like your brain code. And these are the animal brain types, but this is your code. So the C are the cheetahs. And the cheetahs are the instinctive doers. And as I'm going through these four animals, you could kind of see where you land, but you definitely want to take the quiz. And the quiz is going to give you a detailed report on how you apply your animal type towards learning, towards memory, towards reading, towards note-taking, towards your career, and so much more. You could get the quiz at mybrainanimal.com. Very easy to remember, mybrainanimal.com. So first off, we have the cheetahs in no specific order, right? Other than it's kind of spells the word code. These are instinctive doers. You thrive on action, on intuition, on quick thinking. Cheetahs excel in fast-paced environments, and they adapt easily to new challenges. And then we also have the owls. I'm going to give you kind of a big view. So the O in code, your owls, those are your logical thinkers. You might see yourself in this. These individuals are very analytical. They're organized. They're detail-oriented. They excel at tasks that require critical thinking, systematic approaches. Your third animal, the D in code, are your dolphins. And they represent your creative visionaries. These individuals are imaginative, they are curious, they're innovative thinkers, they excel in areas of creative flexibility, of pattern recognition. And finally, we have the E in code are your elephants. And your elephants are your collaborators, they are your connectors. Elephants are more empathetic. They enjoy communication, they're very team-oriented, and they excel at tasks that require collaboration, negotiation, relationship building. So just remember code, C-O-D-E. Again, you have your cheetahs, your owls, your dolphins, and you also have your elephants. And now by understanding your animal brain type, you can unlock the secrets to your cognitive style and gain extremely valuable insights for yourself, again, for your team, for your family, into your unique approach of learning, problem solving, even how you make daily decisions. And that's why it's so important. You want to be able to have the curiosity to know yourself. That's why you're taking this quiz at mybrainanimal.com. But then you want to have the courage to be yourself. The curiosity to know yourself, the courage to be able to be yourself. And so I'm hoping when you take this quiz, and it only takes a handful of minutes, you're going to get this detailed report specific for your animal brain type. And it's going to give you strategies and suggestions on how to optimize your learning based on your cognitive style. And understanding your brain type, it also empowers you to really capitalize on your natural strengths, to improve areas of weakness, which I'm going to share with you in this detailed report as well. And when you recognize your animal brain type, you can enhance your learning, your problem-solving abilities, you can boost your confidence, your productivity, your performance, you can foster better communication, collaboration, and achieve more of your personal and professional success. So have I convinced you? You want to know out of just even sheer curiosity. Make sure you go to mybrainanimal.com. You take this multiple choice quiz, very simple, which animal are you? And then it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. This insightful quiz is going to help you uncover your brain type again and provide you with personalized strategies to maximize your potential. There is no cost. but you do have to pay attention. You also find the link of the quiz in our show notes always at jimquick.com/notes. You're going to receive a detailed report with customized learning strategy and tips to leverage your specific brain animal each and every day to enjoy the learning and the life you desire and you truly deserve. And all I ask for you is once you've discovered your animal brain type, be sure to share your results with our Quick Brain community. You could easily put it on social media, use the hashtag brain animal. And I can't wait to see, that way I get to see, right, your animal and how, not only which animal you are or represents you, but also how you plan to leverage your unique strengths. Share with that to accelerate your learning and your overall achievement. So that's it for today's episode. Quick learners, remember that knowledge alone is not power, but applied knowledge. So what's the action you take? Take the quiz. Discover your animal brain type, get your free report, and start applying the insights that you gain to supercharge your personal and professional life. And I want to thank you again for being on this exciting journey for me. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning. Until our next episode, this is your brain coach, Jim Quick. Be limitless.
Want to double your brain speed and memory power? If you'd like to learn rapidly and get ahead faster, I'd like to give you my brand new Quick Brain Accelerator program. You will discover exactly what I teach my clients to learn, read, and remember anything in half the time. There is no charge. It's my gift to you for being one of our subscribers. That's kwikbrain.com. Growing up struggling with learning challenges from a childhood brain injury, it's been my life's mission to help you have your very best brain so you can win more every single day. Now, want more Quick Brain? Here are four ways to fast-track your results and lock in what you just learned into your long-term memory. Remember FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for Facebook. You're not alone on this journey. I invite you to join our free private online group. There you can connect with me, your fellow brain lovers, links to resources, and even submit your questions for me to answer in future episodes. Go to quickbrain.com. That's K-W-I-K brain.com. The A stands for apply. Act on what you learned today. Remember, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It only becomes power when you use it. So use what you just learned. The S stands for subscribe. Don't miss the next episode and other free brain training. And finally, the T stands for teach. You want to learn faster now? The key is to lock it in right away by teaching it to someone else. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Here's a simple way to do that. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review with your biggest takeaway from this episode. You could also post and share this podcast on your social media. It helps us spread our mission of building better, brighter brains. And of course, tag us so our team can properly thank you. Hashtag QuickBrain, K-W-I-K brain. Mine is at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, what does FAST stand for? Facebook, apply, subscribe, teach. I'll see you in our next episode of Quick Brain. Until then, remember, you are faster and smarter than you think.